U.S. markets closed higher for the week as investors digested hopes of a ceasefire deal between the U.S. and Iran. The price of oil moved lower, averaging around the $100 a barrel mark. Geopolitical tension remained heightened after U.S. President Donald Trump's threats, before later agreeing to a ceasefire with Iran. However, negotiations broke down on Saturday as both parties could not agree on terms. Subsequently, President Trump has escalated tensions by threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz if Iran don't agree to terms by Monday evening. In economic news, U.S. core inflation rose lower than expected, GDP growth was revised lower, and consumer sentiment came in lower than expected, with one-year inflation expectations increasing to 4.8%. Looking at the week ahead, investors head into a busy week dominated by major bank results, kicking off with Goldman Sachs on Monday, followed by a wave of companies on Tuesday, including JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and BlackRock. Later in the week, results from TSM, Netflix, and Pepsi will offer insight into global demand, tech spending, and consumer trends. On the macro front, US PPI on Tuesday will be closely watched for signs of pass-through from recent oil volatility. A steady stream of Fed speakers throughout the week could also shape rate expectations. Energy markets remain in focus with OPEC's monthly report due Monday, while geopolitical developments continue to influence sentiment. Additionally, the IMF's spring meeting takes place in Washington this week. We expect them to adjust their outlook lower. Turning to South Africa, manufacturing production once again disappointed, declining 2.8% year-over-year in Feb, worse than expectations of a modest 0.3% contraction. On the corporate front, FirstRand released an update on UK Motor Commissions following the FCA's final redress, indicating an additional 11.9 billion rand provision, well ahead of expectations and what management considers fair. Positively, the group signaled its intention to exit the UK, pursuing an orderly transition of ownership for Aldermore, although no deal has been announced yet. The week ahead is expected to be relatively quiet, with Feb mining production due on Tuesday. That's it for now. Have a great week.